once heard a priest talk about how he went to the Holy Land and witnessed a bunch of sheep gathering around a watering hole. And then he realized they weren't all of the same sheepfold because different shepherds were around, and as it was time to go, would start calling their sheep with their calling, with their names. And this big mixture of sheep all of a sudden started breaking up into their proper groups, following their shepherd. Jesus says he is the good shepherd, as we heard in our Alleluia verse. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. And sheep, you know, were a hot commodity in the ancient world. So in a certain sense, it's not a bad comparison to be kind of called sheep. But in one sense, it is a little humbling because sheep aren't the smartest animals. They are a little dumb. There was once a shepherd who witnessed his sheep as they were being chased by an animal, started heading towards a cliff without realizing it. So when the first sheep fell off the cliff, instead of the rest stopping, they all just kept following. And so he lost his whole sheepfold, tumbling down the cliff. And one group in experimenting based off of, you know, this kind of sheep experience placed a rope in front of the path of sheep. And so the first sheep kept jumping over the rope, but then in the middle of the pack, they picked up the rope and moved it away so that the path was clear. And yet the rest of the sheep all still kept hopping over as if the rope was still there. You know, so the sheep are in a certain sense a little dumb. But yet the good quality that the sheep have, in which we are to emulate with the fact that Jesus is calling us sheep, is their docility. The fact that they're willing to trust the shepherd. Not necessarily the fact that we, you know, just follow the person in front of us, but the fact that we're willing to trust the voice of our shepherd, to be docile, to be humble. That is key to being the sheep. And it is a blessing because we have a good shepherd. And Jesus says that he is a good shepherd, unlike the thieves and robbers, he says in today's gospel, or in yesterday's gospel, unlike the hirelings who run away when the wolf comes. He is the good shepherd. And when he's talking about the bad shepherds, he's especially talking about, you know, the previous leaders of Israel, especially the priests. We hear in Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel says, thus says the Lord God, O shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the crippled you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. So those are the bad shepherds. Well, Jesus, as the good shepherd, completely does the opposite. He keeps us together as one, and he heals and finds the stray sheep, and he strengthens and nourishes us. You know, think of Psalm 23, probably one of the most famous psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm was to be memorized in the early church by catechumens as they entered the church, because the church fathers taught that all seven sacraments are prefigured in this psalm. And so it was to always serve as a reminder for those who were entering the Catholic Church that Jesus is our good shepherd who provides us with everything we need. When he died on that cross, the blood and water which came out from his side, all seven sacraments gives us life through that blood and water. And with those seven sacraments, given through, you know, the shepherds of the church, we shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. That is baptism. The waters of baptism Jesus brings us, and he restores our soul, no matter how ugly it was with sin before. And then he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, there's only one path of righteousness. And yet, how often do we stray from it? And yet Jesus will go and find us and bring us back on the right and narrow path. He will even leave behind the 99 to make sure we are back with him. And so that is especially done through the sacrament of penance, of confession, again, restoring our soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You know, Jesus says, do not fear those who can kill the body, but those who can kill the soul. And so even at the brink of death, we have the sacrament of anointing of the sick. And again, being able to be forgiven of our sins and given that strength there at the end so that we might not fear at the end of our lives death, because we know Jesus is with us. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Jesus is especially with us through his priests. He has given his rod, his staff of priesthood, to his priests, and they comfort us by providing us the sacraments, especially through the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows. That is the Eucharist, the sacrament of the Eucharist, given to us every day at Mass. Every single day we have the opportunity to come to the sacrificial banquet in which there is an abundance when Jesus feeds us with himself. And with the cup overflowing, some saints, some mystics have said they've seen when the priest lifts up the chalice that the blood is coming forth from the crucifix at the altar, coming into the chalice and overflowing so that it's dripping down the arms of the priests and down even the altar towards the people. And so Jesus gives us completely himself, because that blood and water which came from his heart, that blood was down to the last drop so that our cup could overflow. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. That is the sacrament of confirmation. So when the bishop seals us with the chrism oil, seals us with the seal of the Holy Spirit, so that we might have the fortitude to be witnesses of Christ in the world, to be good sheep in the midst of persecution. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is the strength needed to carry out the vows for those who have received the sacrament of holy orders or the sacrament of marriage. All the days of our life, he will provide, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He brings us to those eternal pastures in which we have salvation. You know, Jesus kind of uses another metaphor today, saying, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. So another thing in ancient Israel would be the sheep would have to be rounded up at night, and oftentimes, usually right in the middle of the village even, there would be a stone enclosure with only one gate, and all the different sheep folds would be put into there. So Jesus is saying, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture, the pasture of heaven. And Jesus is saying he's the only gate to that salvation. You know, as we heard yesterday in our reading from Acts, there is no salvation other than through Jesus, St. Peter says. There is no other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. And that salvation, that is very unique in Jesus' teachings. You know, in different world religions, the idea of salvation is usually pretty different. Buddha taught that, you know, salvation is basically getting rid of human existence's problem by overcoming personal being. Joseph Smith, you know, he taught that salvation is being able to eventually have your own planet with your own, you know, population to rule. Muhammad taught that salvation is, well, if you be obedient to God, well, to Allah, then you'll have an afterlife full of sensual delights and pleasures. But none of these ideas are actually Christian salvation. You know, heaven is not just some kind of Disneyland up in the sky. It's not just about sensual delights. Salvation is having life in God, sharing in the divine nature of God as his children, as his sons and daughters. And so that's even blasphemous for Muhammad. It's kind of scandalous to others. And yet, Jesus is offering us that salvation. But in order to know his voice, we also have to prove our love for him by following his commandments. You know, St. John says, those who say they know God but disobey his commandments are liars. And so if we are to be of the sheep and not the goats, we are to follow Christ's teachings. We are to remain united in his sheepfold through the shepherds that he has given us in the church. And we are to practice that same charity that he calls us to. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Because he is that good shepherd who is willing to lay down his life for us. And so that is, as his sheep, that is our calling. That is actually our commandment, to love as he loves. And then we are able to go through the gate when he calls us. Jesus has given us everything we need by giving us his church, so that, as that psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that is why remaining in the church, so that we can be nourished by the seven sacraments, is so important. And Jesus reminds us, yes, sometimes there will be poor shepherds, there will be bad shepherds. You know, as we heard yesterday, there's the hirelings who leave when the wolves come. Or as we hear today, some of the shepherds are really more like thieves or robbers. And so throughout church history, Jesus, in a certain sense, prophesied the poor shepherds will continue. Yet throughout our church history, we've also seen many good shepherds emulating the one good shepherd, many saints. You know, even in the Marians, we have a great witness through our two martyrs, Blessed Anthony Leschevich and Blessed George Kashira. If you ever go into the St. Joseph Chapel here, you can see their icon. And they were good shepherds in that they decided to remain with their flock when, during World War II, there was a Nazi retribution in which the townspeople, the village, was being gathered up into the church to be burned. And they were given the opportunity to leave, but they decided they were to be good shepherds and remain with their flock in the midst of danger so that they can provide the sacraments in their final moments. So that, just like all of us, we can pray, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That is why Jesus gives us his shepherds, to be with us, to comfort us, to lead us to those eternal pastures so that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But in order to do that, we have to be like docile and humble sheep, praying, Jesus, I trust in you.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.